years. I think last year we sort of did that at the last minute, and this year we'd like to make a more comprehensive effort to get the businesses involved. So if people are cycling, then they get a discount to support small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that will be hopefully rolling on soon.
Right on. And what are some of the volunteer opportunities available?
Well, there's volunteer opportunities to lead rides, to put any type of event on that you'd like. I mean, we don't really have a lot of constraints around that. So a lot of creativity would be welcome. We'll put you on the calendar for sure if you want to do that. Sponsorships, of course, and getting donations is another area that we need help with.
I would say the other couple of things that come to mind is definitely getting your business signed up or your office signed up.
Mm-hmm.
That is very minimal work. We'll get you a packet. They'll get folks signed up. It will not be a big deal, but you can help lead that. And that often employees like that and managers like that because employees are taking some initiative. So that's one big thing. Absolutely connecting businesses that you may have contacts with to the Bike to Work Week. And then we have a whole slate of events for Bike to Work Week. Some of them are going to look similar to last year. Some we're going to switch up, and some we're going to push out into the week before, into the week after. And, you know, our long term, our 5-year vision is that this looks much more like a Bike to Week month, not literally an event every day, but something where, you know, the whole month is really much more visible celebration. And then lastly, as Meredith said, just remember that email, Bike to Work Week. It's all spelled out. Bike2Workweek@gmail.com. And frankly, we it's a really open process. We are looking for folks who have innovative ideas, who think that something would be cool, and we want to support them. The other thing I should say, just out of respect to the multitude of volunteers who are investing, is that Bike to Work Week is sort of a national project as well. So there is no really authoritarian person saying you can do this and you can't do this. Certainly my props go out to the Central Ohio Restaurant Association, who are putting on some events themselves, which are doing great work. So certainly we would love to support you, but obviously if you feel like you have stuff in place, do it, and we'll help get your work advertised.
Awesome. Once again, back on Cranksters, talking to Meredith Joy. It's hard to say your name all in one.
Not really. Swoop.
Meredith Joy. And Austin Coker. We're going to take a little musical break here. This is Columbus band The Couch Forts and their fourth track off, I believe, their new disc. It's called Flower. And you can check them out at myspace.com/ILiveInACouchFort. So enjoy.
Bring them reward through the peace of the world.
That was the Couch Forts with their song Flower, the fourth track on, I believe, to be their new disc. And you can check out them at myspace.com/ I live in a couch fort. But I don't live in a couch fort. This is Cranksters. And once again, I'm your host, Zach Hinkle, and we're talking to guests Meredith Joy and Austin Coker of Clintonville. And we're going to talk about Yay Bikes here in a minute, but I have a quick just call out to Meredith about her involvement with Earth Day and the Alternative Transportation Committee.
Right. So I forget. This is a bad plug because I can't remember the dates of the Earth Day weekend. I think it's the 26th, 27th of April for the Goodell Park area. But yeah, we're going to have 2 days worth of festivities. The first day will be volunteer tasks all around the city that you can sign up for on their website. And then also on the second day, we'll have the normal festival at Goodell Park. And so I'm trying to work on a team that's going to try to manage the transportation. So if you can get to the park in any way, through carpooling, busing, or biking, then definitely get in touch with your site coordinator from the day before to figure out how to make that happen, and we'll certainly be on hand to assist you in different routes or bus schedules or anything like that that you need so that you can get down there without using a car. It's a great day to practice biking because it'll be great weather, and there'll be people there that'll help you.
Yeah. Any website people can look at for that? Do you have one up yet?
It's still there is one up, and I can't remember what it is either. And this is... Because I think that Tad always uses Beastie Boys songs for...
Oh, yeah. for Now Get Busy.
Now Get Busy was last year, but now it's this... oh, boy. Oh, that is terrible. I cannot remember what it is.
You have to fight for your right to pollute.
Is that intergalactic song? Intergalactic song? The fighting
intergalactic
robots? Intergalactic Earth Day?
That would be interesting.
Intermixed recycled plastics.
Oh, you guys are killing me. I can't remember.
That's right. Tad, if you're listening, please, please call in. At you just text me. All right, so back talking to... let's talk about Yay Bikes. What's up with that, guys?
So, like we said earlier, Austin and I used to be on the board of Consider Biking, and I had helped to start that, and Austin sort of came on too. We had merged with COBAC, the former Central Ohio Bicycle Advocacy Coalition, and spent a year working with them to build up Consider Biking. And then both of us just recently left a couple weeks ago. So, I think that what we were finding was simply that, I think that we just sort of wanted fundamentally different things out of what the organization was. And so I was looking as a model towards Portland, which I hate to say because, you know, I get tired of looking towards Portland, but they do have an interesting setup whereby there's a traditional bicycle advocacy organization. And then they also have sort of a more grassroots cultural organization called Shift to Bikes. And it's basically just a website with a community calendar and just a really grassroots sort of feel to it. And that's sort of what I'd always anticipated that Consider Biking would amount to, and it sort of wasn't that. Like, it ended up becoming more more what a sophisticated version of COBAC would be, which is a very skilled set of legislative advocates, and sort of more the type of cultural experience, like of a recreational ride or like charity rides or something like that, that's a little bit more formal than what I personally feel comfortable with. So I think that this Yay Bikes thing is just really going to be a departure. It's going to hopefully be a very awesome website that we build up, and then working on fostering the market for cycling in Columbus, very specifically like the industry of cycling and the independent businesses that we've got going on here, and then also fostering culture and really, I think, intentionally supporting the people who are doing bicycling things on a grassroots level here. And so we got a little bit away from that in the past year, and now we're, I think, trying to sort of get back to our roots and try to figure out how to make that sort of thing happen. And, you know, this winter's sort of dragging me down, frankly, because I haven't been on my bike for a while, honestly, in the midst of all these blizzard things. But I'm really excited for spring and for making all this happen. And Austin, maybe you can say a little more about what it is for you, but that's where I'm at.
Yeah, and I think one of the nice things is getting to work with someone who shares a common vision or gets a lot of these issues that we're talking about. So I think that's something I like working with Meredith on. For me, I think it's sort of a combination of like things I love and then also things I study, like related mm-hmm. to geography. So I sort of like connecting the two. And I think for me, what it's about is, I had a conversation with another cyclist advocate the other day. And I was talking to this person just about some of the power dynamics that happen in civil society, just all of the tangents of that can happen around race and gender and geography and class and all these things, and just trying to bring those together in a conscientious way. And this person just made a comment about, you know, can't we all come together? And isn't this all just about cycling? And for me, it is about cycling, but it's not just about cycling. And so even in the task of promoting cycling and impacting the culture and building an industry here in Columbus, it's also about making it accessible to a lot of different people. And so the kind of images and the kind of people that we want out there and the music and the thoughts that we want that to be accessible to everybody. You know, I had a great professor at OSU, Dr. McSweeney, who rode her bicycle to campus.
Yeah, I like her too.
You like her too? Yeah. She rode her bicycle to campus every day until she was 8.5 months pregnant before she actually decided that was the time she was going to stop riding. And to me, that's the kind of person who I want to be the representative for cyclists, is people like that who, if we can make Columbus inclusive for them, then everybody benefits. And that's what I'm interested in. In addition to that, all that, I think this should be fun. It should be creative. It should not be the same old rubber stamp kind of stuff. And like Meredith said, we're looking for people to do fun things. We're looking for people to have ideas. We don't want to be an umbrella. We don't want to be this like blanket over people. We want to be a spring. You know, we want to push people out there and let them do, just empower them.
Boing. That's great.
I have to repeat the lame-o joke I said earlier, which is that bikes don't ride bikes, people ride bikes. And so I think to say that...
It's not even a joke.
Well, it's not a funny joke. Funny.
I think it's funny, which probably means it's not funny.
More like joke, is the joke in the intention for it to be a joke, or that it's actually achieved something of some sort? Anyway, just to expand upon that, yeah, I think that we're really conscious of that, like from our studies, that cycling, you know, has different meanings for different people, and so like how do we get really intentional about doing outreach and stuff. So I think that like one of our critiques, just of the bike advocacy movement in general, has to do with that. It really sort of doesn't distinguish at all among different types of people who might be doing the activity of cycling. Like, it's really a different experience for a woman than it is for a man, or it's different for, you know, a black person versus a white. And so, like, how, you know, we just need to have a lot of intentional types of conversations about that, because it's been very much directed towards some sort of neutral audience, I think, that really does a disservice to making it a mainstream activity, so...
Can you expand on that, please?
Well, in 4 minutes, I've just done a lot of research on this whole thing, and you know, so for example, women travel very differently than men, right? Women tend to make very different types of trips. Like, they might make shorter trips that are closer to home, but they make more of them. So women don't go straight to and from work. They do a trip chain. So they're doing errands and dropping off children, and then perhaps staying closer to home doing a part-time job, versus a man who might be able to just sort of take the bus to and from work in one shot and get there and have no problem with that. And so... So when you're looking at those two sorts of days, then you say, like, well, does the bicycle become a solution to a problem in different ways for men and women, or does it become a problem in different ways? And how does that happen, and what can we do about it as advocates to mitigate those impacts? Like, for a woman trying to get, you know, six different places on her way to work, like, how do we make that work, or how do we then morally advocate that she try to make it work if it sort of isn't, if it isn't something that she thinks she can fit into her life? So just that's sort of what I mean about being sensitive to circumstances. But
awesome. Mm-hmm. Very awesome. And yeah, your bikes, some of the topics on there are the same.
The forum is the same. Yeah. So the forum I took sort of with me when I left, which is the same as Consider Biking's always been. It's almost identical, actually, just a different design right now. But we've been saying for a long time we're going to do the website in a sort of different way and make it better and have sort of the content that really highlights different people in the town that are awesome, and then also has a forum on the side. So hopefully we can get that together before Bike to Work Week, actually, in May, and launch it during the spring. So stay tuned.
Well, that's wonderful. We're going to try to wrap it up. If you have any last comments?
This is fun. You know, what I would say to people, actually, is, sort of bouncing off what Meredith said, this is an exciting time to be involved, I think, in civic engagement stuff, in community activism stuff. You know, I'm reading a lot of stuff from the Humphrey Institute on democracy and citizenship out of Madison, and they've got just some brilliant stuff on the politics of the new generation. The engagement of the new generation is all about individuals getting out there and doing grassroots stuff, being empowered, and it's not just about sort of the technocrats and the experts. It's about everyone getting out there, and that's what we want to do. So have fun, get involved with us, do it yourself, whatever. We want to work with folks.
And that's yaybikes.com or .org.
I think everything works for
excellent.
It.
Yaybikes.com. Yeah. I want to thank my guests, Meredith Joy and Austin Coker of Clintonville, and their involvement with Yay Bikes and Bike to Work Week. Thanks for coming on Cranksters, guys.
Thanks, Zach. That was fun.
Zach. Thanks for your work, too, man.
Hey, yeah, no right problem. On.
You're yeah. You're welcome. Right
you're a hero.
And once again, this is WCRS, Cranksters, Columbus Community Radio Station. You can volunteer, sponsor, donate. Check out our website, WCRSFM.org. You can stream from there live. Give us your money. Give us your help. Peace out, everybody. Have a good weekend.